This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. I'm Bill Laco with Ted Parrish and Dr. Gene Hensler.
So we're not opposed to annuities. We're opposed to certain kinds of annuities.
Right.
First off, we're opposed to annuities that have 8% commissions built into them. we're opposed to annuities that are cumulative and they charge you an arm and a leg to get out of them if you change your mind.
Yeah.
The place for an annuity for most people is a guaranteed source of income, as long as that life insurance is in business.
Right.
And let me explain a few of those, because I keep getting, I hear these things on radio and it bugs the devil out of me because they're not telling the exact truth.
Right.
The deal is with an annuity is that you can give them $1,000, that's what it's based on. You give them $1,000 and they say, we're going to give you $1 a month for the rest of your life. They mean that for the rest of your life. If you step off the curb, you get hit by a car, it disappears.
Right.
Nothing. Your heirs get nothing
right.
or anything else. But that's the highest amount of dollars you can get for your $1,000. If you say, well, I want it, if in case I die, my wife gets it too, then you get less income
right.
per month. And then if you say, I want it for my wife and I, long as she lives, and if we die right away, my kids get something, it reduces the amount again.
Right.
That's called a period certain
right.
type kind of thing. So keep in mind, when people are telling you about annuities, in my mind, 99.9% of the time, that's the only kind of annuity you want to buy. And you want to buy that from a low-cost insurance company. Would you agree with that?
99% of the time, yes. There are some fixed-income annuities that are interesting that tie to the market. They've gotten a little more competitive. You know how these insurance companies...
Tell me. You're on top of this stuff.
Well, we might run a little long here, Kelly Lynn. They, it used to be, and they still are out there like this. They say they'll go up with the market, and they do, but they cap how
Correct.
Much they'll go up, that kind of thing. So we're seeing more that are lowering the caps, so you get more of the market appreciation. And the floor is coming up a little bit, so you know you're going to get more than 50 basis
yeah,
points.
Yeah, like the ones that say that if the market goes up, you go up. Well, the market went up 21%.
You didn't go up 21%.
You went up 8.
Right. You didn't go up 21%.
Right. And if the market goes down 21%,
right.
you get 2% or something
right.
like that. Yeah.
Listen, insurance.
It's a little bit difficult to explain.
It is, but at the end of the day, you know, it's no different than you know that the bank is taking your deposits that you put in your checking account that's paying you, 15 basis points? And they're lending it on a car loan or a home loan or pick a loan, and they're making the difference. Well, it's no different in an insurance company. I mean, when they tell you they're going to pay you 3%, they've got to take your deposits
and invest it in something
that earns more than 3%. Otherwise, they don't make any money. So, you know, it's not. It is complicated because of all the papers you have to read and all the fine print and all that.
And
at the end of the day, cash flow is cash flow. Yeah. Well, you are locked in. That's a factual statement.
Please. I'd like to say something first.
Okay.
And that is that if anybody has any questions about their insurance products that they own or et cetera, or they're about to go buy one and they want a second opinion from some people who are relatively impartial about it, they can always call our office.
Yeah, and actually Jim Crone.
Which was 770-429-9166.
Jim Crone actually does this, and he charges a consulting fee. So for like $150, he'll review if you've been pitched something and you want to know how it really works, and he's not trying to pitch you.
Right.
So you can just come in and get a second opinion about whether it's the right product. Really, some of these products are very complicated. I mean, at the end of the day, when you break it down, it's all about fees, return, cash flow, but it takes you about 50 pages to mm-hmm. find all that information out. There is an interesting change in the industry, Gene, and you're going to hear more from us about this towards the end of the year, but it's called a QLAC. I forget it's qualified annuity contract. I forget what it stands for. In July of this year, the ERISA and Department of Labor have now allowed for fixed annuities effectively. There's some fine print here, but effectively the fixed annuity you were talking about to be purchased in an IRA or 401k that allows for the person who's purchasing it to exclude that from their mandatory withdrawal calculations.
Wow.
So up to about 25.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, up to about 25% of the total portfolio now. We've not seen any actual product from the industry yet. The rules have come out, and I'm starting to talk about it and write about it and do all those things, but we've not actually seen the insurance companies come out with products that we can actually test. Because you're my test case, honestly,
yeah.
Because we could set an annuity that doesn't start for you until you're 85 or 90. I think 85 is the limit. And so up to 25%, well, it's a long time. That's a long time. But the point is 25% of your retirement accounts now are not included in your mandatory withdrawal calculations.
Up to 85.
Yeah, up to age 85.
Yeah, okay.
Then what happens is you start taking the distributions.
How many
out.
Of us make it to 85?
Well, quite a few. You may not. You keep yippity-yapping, but.
So.
That's quite, come on. The mortality rate's like 84 for men, 88 for women.
So how does the government work? I mean, they do things like this, new policies, and then if they decide down the line it's a bad idea, they grandfather the ones that were initiated in?
Because... Well, I mean, they can do whatever they want, but generally that is what's happened. I mean, this really stemmed from the market collapse and people –
Forced, right.
Yeah. If they, you know, look, the market collapse is a null scenario for you today. If you just follow the 10-year rule, it made no difference to you. Mm-hmm. You had gone to sleep at the end of 07 and woke up today right. going, what happened?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You're up. You actually made a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
This is an interesting thing. I hadn't heard about this. That's a neat deal.
No, absolutely. I mean, so you can. Think of the tax benefits of taking 25% of your IRA calculations away for the mandatory withdrawal to be calculated on. Now, you know, I want to see the products, make sure they're not fee-laden and that the
yeah, because what happens is every year you're required to take out X percent
right.
of your IRA and pay taxes on it,
right.
number one. So if you took 25% and put in something that didn't count, that mm-hmm. reduces the amount I pull out by I have to pull out by
right.
25%. And it's not taxed, and it sits in there and earns inside of an annuity.
Correct.
So what prompted this? Did they give a reason?
Well, they've been talking about trying to figure out how to resolve the issues after 08 and, you know, when the market tanked and clients – or not clients, but people's 401ks collapsed and mm-hmm. a lot of people jumped out and there was some cries for, well, we need to have fixed investments that are qualified, mm-hmm. you know, and sent people to be in fixed investments. Because to your point – earlier in the show, there's nothing wrong with annuity as long as you understand you probably can do better somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's not really guaranteed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's guaranteed as much as they're allowed to say it is, which is the strength of the investment behind mm-hmm. the company, Travelers. That's a big company. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, companies are rated by AA at
yeah,
best.
You get some strong companies, yeah. but there are a lot of not strong companies
yes.
out there.
Yeah.
And there is some state backing
behind. I mean, you can, mm-hmm. the three of us could get together with about $10,000 and start an insurance company.
Maybe be more than that, but yes.
You know, not much more. Let's say 100,000. That, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's so you just got to be careful. You know, a lot of people hear the word guaranteed and they think, oh, I don't mm-hmm. have to worry about this anymore.
And you have to worry about costs.
Right.
And you have to worry about getting out of these things. And there's all sorts of things that you have to take a look at.
Right.
They're a lot more intricate than buying a mutual fund in the S&P 500.
No, they are. And I don't – Teddy, look, I this is a special scenario because you could always buy an annuity mm-hmm. in your IRA.
Yeah.
This is a special annuity that will allow you to avoid the mandatory withdrawals calculation. But, you know, it's a lot like closing the barn door after the horse is out. You know, realistically, if you listen to the show every week, you know what our response is to this. The market tanked in 08. Okay, today, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it did change a lot of things. It scared a lot of us.
If you had enough liquidity to carry you through.
Right. Yeah. If you had 10 years worth of living expenses set aside,
yeah.
it wouldn't have mattered to you one bit.
And to catch up on the one thing you said is we'd never recommend an annuity inside an IRA.
No. This might be the first time.
This might be the first time.
This might be the first
time.
That's
why things change
yeah.
all the time because they bring out new financial instruments
right.
and the laws change.
Right.
And so even if you put – I'm going to have a question right here. I got from Stefan. I'm relatively new to financial planning. I've always done my own investing. I'm a little confused as what the planners are trying to sell me. Is it a plan or a product? I say that what we try to sell you is a plan.
Yep.
And the plan changes all the time.
All the time.
And the products that we use change very little.
Right.
We tend to be in U.S. governments, CDs, Stocks are listed on broad exchanges.
High quality.
ETFs, mutual funds, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. okay? So those are, quote, the products. Or maybe you're richer than the devil and you want some, we can sell you an annuity if that's what you want. But it's not a product that you're being sold. It is a plan. And our approach to this is we want you to meet your financial goals.
Right.
And everybody's goals are different. But there's no sense in taking excessive risk if you don't have to.
Right.
And there's
everybody's unique.
Everybody's
different.
Everybody is unique.
I mean, I try to explain this to people. So it's not burgers and fries. Mm. However, how you gather the information, the questions you have to ask. Yeah, I mean, that's the rote stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got to calculate, you got to analyze, you got to decide. I mean, I don't know anybody who wakes up in the morning that says, hey, I want to go get a financial plan today. No, that's not what happens. What happens is somebody dies. Mm-hmm. Somebody gets married. Somebody's getting ready to go to college. You just had a baby. So we
10 years from retirement.
Yeah. I mean, what happens is we're the life event planner.
People come
to us after a life event, and then we try to plan along with it. And every day your life changes,
mm-hmm.
sometimes for the better, sometimes not. And that's where your planner comes in. It's not really product driven.
No, it's goal driven, and
if all I have is a hammer, you always look like a nail.
That's it.
Right?
And
I don't know what to, I mean.
And the other side of this thing too is it's a lot of this business is psychology. People are very irrational about money.
What?
Yes, they are, and hence. Having an independent person who's rational can stop you from making a lot of stupid decisions.
Gene, do you manage your own money?
No.
Why is that?
Well, because
you could be irrational.
I want to put it all on horse number one in Belmont Stakes.
And I won't let him.
There you go. But it's very true. Is that doesn't mean that you give up control of your money.
Right.
What it means is that you listen to an advisor before you do anything stupid.
Right.
And almost everything we talk about here, taxes and everything else, is somebody going off and doing something on the spur of the moment in which the costs sometimes are immeasurable.
Yeah. You said it best, I think. Stupid.
Yes. Well,
yeah, you tried to hold back from saying it again.
All right. So
I don't want to accuse my clients of being stupid because they're not.
No.
They were bright enough to pick us.
That's right. All right. We're going to stop here. It's been a slice of heaven.
Market
we'll see you next
week.
Yeah.
Let's hope. Ted, Martin.
Flat.
All right. Been a slice of heaven. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.